Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 24 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. As always, I am VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The People's Hero, how you guys doing?
Now, Johnny,
this is serious.
Some dark things happened in episode 23.
I'm still in shock. I can't believe what I saw with my own two eyes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take an excerpt from that previous program and let the audience hear some of the madness.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
Oh my God, he is shot. Frank Lyle has just shot Stashburg in the chest.
This is fucking unbelievable.
He pulls the leg. Hell? One, two, three. Ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. We're going to try to keep you as long as we can, folks.
Okay, welcome back to the new broadcast.
Oh man. Fans, as you know, when we have a wrestling broadcast like that, We are sworn to give you the best of the best every week. If commercial time doesn't allow us, we always keep things on tape and show you what happens afterwards. I'm just shocked at what happened. There was blood on there was blood on the floor. I mean, like, it was everywhere on the, you know. How do you feel about it, man?
It was insane. Frank Reynolds shot a man in the middle of the ring on national television.
Did you hear anything about Is he hurt? Is he dead?
Stashburg did not die. He has survived the ordeal.
Thank God.
It turned out it winged him, which I really thought he was shot in the chest. He wasn't. It was his shoulder.
Yeah.
He went into shock, so he dropped, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
He was pinned.
Unbelievable.
The Bloody Stash crew are beside themselves.
Yeah.
The Bloody Stash Corporation is a bad thing. They're embarrassed tremendously. Sanctions are coming down. Indictments are possibly going to happen. Jerry Springer has actually gone into hiding, even though he is still the president of the organization, to avoid any kind of legal entanglements.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I hear that the new judge for the, you know, if suspensions do come down, Uncle Phil is an active wrestler at this point, and Fred Gwynn, the Thespian, the Giant, is using his judge license. You know, I guess it's a license, right? When you're a judge, you have to have a license or something. If I'm not describing it correctly, then we're going to go right now. Yeah, let's bring that in. And this will be Frank Reynolds and also the Lawson case. Oh, shit.
The court has come to order.
Hear ye, hear ye.
All rise.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Okay, we're not technically allowed to bring a camera into the court setting, Johnny Zero, but we're going to do a play-by-play and try to record it as much as possible.
Absolutely. Just got to keep it down.
So if you were to take the microphone up, what is the judge saying exactly?
Well, I'm going to try. Oh, give me a second.
Sure. Take your time.
Keep him busy for a second.
So what Johnny's doing is he's trying to get a microphone near the bench and see what's going on exactly.
I am Judge Frederick Gwynn. Hear ye, and court will now begin.
All right, here we go.
First to be judged is Mr. Francis Reynolds. You are here today to stand trial for the charge of a foreign object in the ring for the use of attempted murder. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Unfortunately, Johnny Zero has been seen trying to record video and audio in the courtroom and is being removed.
Hey, I didn't do
as
shit,
we speak man. This.
Hey, man, fuck you guys, man.
Okay, so we're sitting here and we're seeing the court. Of all people, Frank Reynolds has opted to hire the heckler to act as his counsel, which I don't even know if that's legal. And like I said, or Johnny Zero had recorded, he's being brought up on foreign object and attempted murder charges in the squared circle. Now, Johnny, are you okay? Are you back to the microphone?
I'm okay. It's just these certain people, discrimination, motherfuckers, and you know, just rock and roll discrimination. What can I say, man? It happens. But
freedom of the press, Johnny.
Absolutely.
Being a tabloid reporter, though, you've been facing this for many years.
I ain't no tabloid reporter, man. I'm just bringing the people, you know, the truth, man. That's all. They can make up their own mind. I give them the who, what, the where, when, and the how, and they can make up the.
But you know the legality is that when you're in a courtroom like this, you're not supposed to have recording devices.
But a court of what? Jerry Springer?
Well.
And Fred Gwynn?
Mr. Springer's been like in hiding since this happened.
It's a establishment based on corruption in the first place.
Now, why are the bailiffs bringing down Ted Lawson as well to be awaiting some kind of...
Apparently, that must be the Bud Bundy trial.
Oh, they're going to do both trials in one day. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I understand completely now.
Yeah. Looks like that's what's going to be the thing here. And
well, the upshot to this whole situation is since Springer's no longer on board and kind of dictating things to us, no commercials this episode. How fucking excited am I?
Oh, me too.
No Jerry Springer commercials.
Although you did them very well.
Thank you. No Maury Povich commercials, nothing of that nature. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and stay here as long as we can.
Yeah.
The situation's a bit, I don't know, it's difficult to say the least.
Hey, you guys already got my fucking camera, man, all right?
Okay, they're trying to make us move. Okay, we'll move. Yeah. We'll move. No, we'll move.
No, he didn't do nothing. That was me.
You can holster your weapons. We're leaving the area. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to go back to the ringside, and we'll continue the broadcast. So please bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 24 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Right, we're here. We're going to do the top 10 of the TV Dad Wrestling World.
So
the PWI
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yes.
Top 10.
Absolutely.
Take it away, Johnny Zero.
Well, we're going with number 10 is George Lopez, one of the Mighty Mighty Luchadors. Number 9, we have the resurrected Bernie Mac of the Zombie Warriors, which we'll get into that later with Grady, who did his own pay-per-view from Haiti, Grady from Haiti, which ties into Fred Sanford and Lamont and everything. And guys, this is gonna flip your wig, I'm telling you. Number 8, we have the Technician, Tool Time Tim Allen.
Why so low, Johnny?
He hasn't been in much. That's not low for a world ranking. Actually, number 8 in the world. Do you think it's low?
Well, he just competed last week for the TV title and he won his match.
Yes, he did. But he has not. But there's other. You know, this is the international, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, we have, you know, I mean, like, he supplanted Marita, although, which I, you know, it's kind of, like, controversial. So, I, you know, number 6, we have Lamont. We have the Disco Demond Wilson.
Oh, a bad mamma jamma.
Absolutely. Arguably the best high flyer in the business, from what I understand. Actually, I've heard he's better than Bobby Eaton. Which a lot of you guys...
Bobby Eaton wasn't a high flyer.
Bobby Eaton wasn't a high flyer? The Alabama Jam?
Midnight Express?
Yes.
No, not a high flyer.
No, the guy came off the top rope.
Yeah, not a high flyer. What do you want me to say?
Oh,
big boy.
Okay. All right. You heard that, wrestling fans. And number 6, we have Bo Duke, who's still battling his way. He also went down with Jax down to wrestle Bernie Mac and the Lost Cunningham Brother accompanied by Grady from Haiti with the pufferfish dust. We'll get into that later because Jax is obviously out of competition right now because of the pufferfish dust. At numbers 5, we have Ricky Ricardo, another member of the Mighty Mighty Luchadors, who is doing well teaching his capoeira class currently on the East Coast. Number 4, we have Macho Duce, the great Danny Bonaducci.
He is the great and powerful.
And he's working his way up. At number 3, we have the working man, James Evans, who just came off a really solid win. Rather decisive win, actually. And number 2, we still have Mr. Brady in there hanging on by a pinky. And then we have the number 1 position, as always, is the heavyweight champion of the world, Charles Ingles.
Things are going to change, Johnny Zero.
Wow, what a guy.
The official top 5 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. It's extra special this week, Johnny Zero. You see, it is not the official top 5. It is the top 5 featuring the contenders of the TV Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, nice.
What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I think it's awesome. I like the
go ahead.
The match between Lamont and... Lamont and Peter, right?
Yeah, Lamont and Peter, they were both disqualified. They were out of the running, sir.
That whole thing that went down last week, I was really looking forward to a nice high-flying match. I don't get it. Do you? It's like...
Well, yes, if we're going to discuss it sincerely.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's
the first Bishop of Wrestling does not like his son. The middle son, if you will, they've quarreled many, many times in the past.
Right.
And because of that, perhaps he interceded mildly to make sure definitively that his new champion, if you will, Disco Demond, could win. What do you think?
I really don't know, but why was the dictator with the bishop at the same time?
And the dictator, what
was the disqualification for?
He's vanished. He's gone into hiding. We can't even ask him. I have no idea, sir.
Was it for, the only thing I can think of is that double drop kick. When they go to drop the double drop kick, I think it hit the referee. So maybe, you know what I mean? When
they
both went off the ropes and they both actually drop kicked together, and the referee was in the middle, and it's, you know, maybe that's all I can think of. Or the spikes, perhaps. I don't know. I'm just speculating. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie to you. I can't definitively say. I would like to read my top five.
Absolutely.
I know that
you asked me a question.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated is a lot more important to you.
Well, it's
than the TV Dad's top five, but this is the TV Dad's podcast. So,
oh, stop it!
I'm going to read.
You asked me a question. I'm doing international.
What, John?
Oh, stop! Just go ahead.
The sound of me rolling my. In the number five position, we have Ward the Cleaver.
Yes.
I heard he's a Muslim now. I don't really understand what's happening.
Sheikh Abdul Al Cleaver is what I heard.
Sheikh Abdul
Al Cleaver. Yes.
You're saying that for the rest of our lives.
I think so.
I'm not going to. The number four position, hound by Pat the Samurai Morita.
Yes. Great wrestler.
And a great wrestler. He literally just kicked his opponent twice in the face, bleeding so badly, the referee stopped the match.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Dirty Danny Tanner.
Two crane moves is it, and two cranes.
Back to back.
Yeah.
In the number three position, Tim the Toolman Allen.
Absolutely.
Or is it Tim Taylor? I don't know his name.
We should make one. Like, let him.
We should define his name.
Well, I mean, I've heard him as he started off as the technician.
He's the Toolman.
He was just. Yeah.
Oh, the technician. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, he was just a
that was guy. Back during the drug abuse days, correct? When he was using drugs illegally with the heckler?
He was not. They put a fake bag in his locker room, man. He was just setting up the rings.
In the number two position, and ironically enough, now being accompanied to the ring by Lithgow, of all people,
is
the black magician, Mr. Keaton, in the number two position.
Wow.
And the number one seed, in the opinion of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation for the Television Championship, the Macho Man, El Duce, Danny Bonaducci.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's dominating. He is dominating the sport, at least in his weight class, if not higher. I mean, he's already beaten. Who is he beating in a row now? Let's think about it.
Well, do a list.
He's done, let me see here. We all know about the Bud tragedy. We've had that. I don't want to go on a somber note here, but he just beat last week.
I believe it was Gomez Adams he faced last week,
and that is a tall order. Maybe not the
tallest. Gomez has been seeing a lot of action lately. Like, he was gone for a while.
Yeah,
he wasn't really competing, and then last week he just came out swinging.
He is a vicious opponent. He keeps himself in shape, and he does tours. He's still, even though he's primarily a manager in TVDWF. Excuse me. He has a pretty illustrious career in the ring, and that's a pretty big opponent for Bonaducci to beat. You know what I mean? Like, as far as skill wise goes, in the ring, I'm just purely in the ring.
And you remember it was a figure four leg lock. He spun the leg lock and did push ups while doing so.
Yeah, and made him tap.
Rather impressive.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
Now that I have you here, we're barred from the courtroom. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on the professor turning his back on Shipwreck and falling under the tutelage in some capacity of Mr. Cosby, and now representing the new heavyweight tag team champions?
That one's got me scratching my head. I don't really know too much about that. But
the militants.
Absolutely. The Duke of Chicago himself, Mr. Chi-Town Heat, the post-apocalyptic warrior.
And the thing of it is,
And the militant himself.
They're the first ones to get gold before James Evans.
Yeah.
A fantastic athlete. A fan favorite, if you will.
Yeah.
And he has eluded him at every turn.
And this is also why JJ, or the Duke of Chicago, is Jimmy Walker, is, got Michael under his spell. Because, even though James has had some great victories, we've seen it. We've seen he just beat the Giant. He's beaten, it's just not for any gold. And I'm sure JJ still has him under that, spell. Because of that, because he's, telling him that, we heard him saying his dad was a loser and, this type of thing. And, and we saw the thing at the national anthem with Ross Perot, which I have some news coming up hopefully on that, on his situation. We'll keep you updated, fans.
Now, more, what I want to stress is that James Evans tonight has to face off against the number one seed, Danny Bonaduce, in the elimination tournament for the TV title.
Unbelievable.
It's a great match, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, this is a test of all tests. Like, if Bonaduce, who is, again, the number one seed, can actually get past James Evans.
That would be
a masterful victory.
Look, as good as Bonaduce is, I got to be honest, I don't think, just pound for pound, okay. Got it. But when guys are that equally matched like that, you know, it's just I just see Evans having more power and strength and, you know, even agility. He's fast, too, for a big guy.
In the second elimination
match.
And
that's nothing against Bonaduce. Not at all, because he's a top-notch contender, you know.
In the second elimination match for this evening, yeah, we are going to see the Black Magician, Stephen Keaton,
yes,
face off against Ward the Cleaver with a new name. I have no idea what it is.
Sheik Adnan Al Cleaver. And he's got Quinny, and apparently he's still his enforcer, or so to speak, is, you know, the corporal punishment. So that's just a weird combination, man. Dude, that's pretty frightening. Imagine Ward Cleaver in a Sheik outfit, man. And he's still got the military garb underneath of that. And goose-stepping and everything else. That's crazy, man. Just saying, bro. Stop playing with your phone, man. Come on.
Oh, playing with my phone? I'm doing research for the program. You know, how dare you embarrass me in front of the microphone?
How dare you be talking to the BSC? Why does that say BSC on your phone, dude? Why does that say BSC?
You know what? I'm going to tell you why.
I mean, you're my buddy. What the fuck?
I'm going to tell you the reason, okay?
Yeah.
Look where the fuck we are. We're in the goddamn ringside. We have no money. Look at my clothes. I have dirty roofing clothes on. No one likes us. We have nothing, and we had to read fucking.
What are you talking about? People
ad
love
copies.
Us.
I have to read ad copies for fucking Springer. If we could just get back under the umbrella of the Bloody Stash Corporation to take care of us like they did previously.
We can't do that as journalists. You have to be objective and honest.
You are completely affected.
Are you familiar with these
You've
terms?
You've been brainwashed. Mount Stashmore. Is that what it's called? Mount Stashmore?
Facemore?
Oh, Facemore.
The Ingalls stable?
Your brainwashed.
Ingalls Ranch, excuse me.
And it's sad, really. Hurts my heart.
You don't see me going out and being biased towards any opponent or anything like that.
Are you kidding me?
You just want them to give you your golden cuff.
John,
yes. See,
there's footage of
red mustache shirt with a blood drip.
Of a man getting shot in the ring. A member of the Bloody
Rainbow
Stash
flag.
Crew. He gets shot in the ring, and you're laughing like, oh, they shot him in the chest.
No, I'm not laughing.
Yes, you
no,
are.
I think I'm a Stashberg family.
You know what? I'm going to pause this broadcast, and I'm going to interject the footage again, the audio footage, and I want you to hear that you're making fun of Stashberg when he gets shot.
What are you talking about, man?
Bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
Oh, my God. He is shot. Frank Lowe has just shot Stashberg in the chest.
This is fucking unbelievable.
He pulls the leg.
Hell?
1, 2, 3. Ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. We're going to try to keep you as long as we can, folks.
And we're back to episode 24 broadcast. You laughed hysterically. You're like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
What are you talking
Holy
about?
Holy shit. Ho, 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 ho.
No, I'm not
That's
laughing at him,
did.
The guy getting a shot.
That's what you did.
I thought he was fucking going to the ring and grab a steel chair or something like that.
He was going to die. And
no,
you watched him get shot.
No, I was laughing because I thought he was running away from Stashberg.
So you admit.
I'm not a fan of either guy. I'm just giving it to the people straight.
That you were laughing.
Of course.
You're a tabloid.
Until somebody got shot.
You're a tabloid reporter.
Oh, stop it.
And with that, Johnny Zero, we're going to go to the ring. We're going to go to the ring. And it's James Evans facing Danny Bonaduce. Ladies and gentlemen, the match is scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit. James the Working Man Evans versus the macho El Duce, Danny Bonaduce. So here we go into the ring, Johnny. They lock up, and it's a power of strength, and neither man budges.
James,
no one moves,
James
sir.
James is going to win that one, sir.
There's no way.
Well, Danny, he's hanging in there with the working man. I mean, that's pretty strong, you know. But
up, the upper hand goes to James Evans as Danny Bonaduce is thrown back, but not far. Not far. Danny bounces off the roof, comes back, elbows James in the face. James does not move. James does not move. Ladies and gentlemen, this is bizarre.
It is absolutely bizarre. James taking the forearm smashes here.
Bonaducci, visibly angered by the fact that his opponent will not budge, gets on the top rope. James comes over, picks him up off the top rope, slams him onto the canvas.
Oh, that was a big throw, man. I heard that thud over here.
Tremendous.
And his Bonaducci almost slid into the other opposing turnbuckle. I mean, the steel pole.
To the ring post.
Yeah, the ring post.
Now, the thing of it is, Bonaducci's on face. He's right back on his feet.
Yeah.
And he's, like, waving to the crowd to give him a cheer.
Yeah.
And they lock up again in the center of the squared circle. And this time, handily, James throws Danny through the center ropes out onto the ring floor.
I think the fans are more on James' side on this one.
I would agree completely. He's a face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bonaducci's a madman out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But he might have bit off more he could chew this time.
Now, Danny's kind of pulling up the ring apron. What is he doing over there, Don? Can you see? Mr. Bonaducci.
I'm trying to see.
Hey.
Mr. Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to stay
here,
sir.
We're
going
to stay here? I'm not getting anywhere near that. What the fuck was that guy?
All right, now, have you ever lifted weights when you were a younger man?
Absolutely.
Okay, you know when they wear those gloves that are heavy that have metal inside of them?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that Danny Bonaducci has put one over his right hand. It's a loaded glove, if you will. He goes up and smacks James across the face.
Oh, shit.
He smacks him again.
Like almost like a cult.
James's eyebrow has opened up that quickly. That quickly, there's blood running down his face.
Oh, and James' new music, the working man, the coal miner theme, that's almost like a coal miner. If you guys are familiar with a coal miner's glove match.
Ah, yes, indeed.
And that's
yes,
they're
indeed.
Big in the Puerto Rican and Caribbean territories.
But technically, this is against the rules. He is not supposed to have that.
No, that is true. It absolutely is true. Coal miner's glove match, they just had one. We'll be talking about that later. Unbelievable. What's the ref going to do here?
Now, here the thing of it is, the referee hasn't seemed to...
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
The ref has not seemed to notice. Danny goes back, throws the glove on the floor. The bloody glove, if you take the camera and you look, is on the floor and next to the ring.
Yeah.
There is proof right there. The referee didn't even notice. James is definitely, definitely injured.
What the hell is Bonaducci doing here? What the fuck is he doing, dude? Is this guy pulling out a razor? What the fuck? He's... Oh,
TV Dad wrestling is real, motherfucker. People are fake.
This guy's cutting his own forehead, and James is going for the fucking glove, and he's putting it on, and he's hitting Bonaducci with it.
Oh, the blood is everywhere.
It's everywhere. Oh, shit, it's on our table. What the fuck?
See,
dude?
If the Bloody Stash crew would let us record ivory tower.
Give me some rubbing alcohol, man. Get us something, please.
None of this would be happening.
Holy shit.
I'm disgusted.
The fucking ref has caught him, and...
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen,
they're going to disqualify James.
We don't know that. They're lowering the microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by disqualification, Mr. Bonaducci.
Oh, shit. Bullshit, man. Look at him flopping around, overselling this. How do they not see this? How do they not see this, man? He's overselling this thing. He's coming out there. He's got a grin on his face.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Unbelievable. You see that? TV Dad Wrestling's real. This is not a work.
Just won the match. Just won the match.
Unfucking believable.
James is going over. He's talking. You're not going to believe this. James is talking to the referee, and he's showing the referee that the glove doesn't fit on his hand, that it's not his bloody glove.
Yeah. If it does not fit...
You must acquit, Johnny Zero. But it's already happened. The bell's rung. They made the announcement. Danny Bonaducci's left the ring. He moves on for the TV title. James has been eliminated.
Holy shit. Up on the ramp here. What is... It's the Duke of Chicago.
Look at him with the belt. Oh, it looks beautiful.
And he's got Michael with him. And he's laughing.
I told you your daddy was shit!
Oh, it's unbelievable.
He lost!
Unbelievable. That's fucking bullshit, man.
I don't know what to tell you.
Dude, the guy he's one of the best. This is unbelievable. And why is Michael falling for this? Michael's better than that, man.
You know what? Michael, since he's listened to his brother, is now a world champion. Nothing. James is not a world champion.
A world champion.
James can't even get the TV title.
Riding the Duke of Chicago's coattails.
He's a world champion.
Michael's not a bad wrestler in his own right.
No. But he's a world champion.
That's true. That's a true fact.
And there's nothing more to say about that, Johnny Zero. True. Nothing more to say. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. We're going to take a commercial break. And guess what? We're not reading an ad. Bear with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck you, Spider.
Episode number 24. This is the portion of the show that I would like to refer to as the tabloid reporting section. Mr. Johnny Zero says he has breaking news. He has uncovered.
It's not breaking news. I was
in relation to the founder of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, Mr. Johnny Zero. Could you please take it away?
In one of our earlier episodes, as you guys know, in our earlier episodes with the Ross Perot, the guy who's
the founder.
Yeah, the founder
of the federation.
Absolutely. His plane went down. We dropped off an anonymous tape, which you can see right here, Vex. I'm not bullshitting you, and I don't bullshit you people either. So it looks to me, what's that look like? I see a little guy in a white suit falling out of one of the engines on his plane. That looks like Tattoo, and he's running up, and he's getting in a car, and he's speeding off, diving in the car as it speeds off through the back window. And that looks to me a hell of a lot like Mr. Big Tony Soprano and Steve Wilkos driving that in that car. And I know this is episodes before that, but why would someone just drop this off to me? Why would they drop it off to us if they didn't?
All right, I'm going to tell you.
It doesn't look doctored to me. I don't know. There's a lot of technology.
You're a tabloid reporter.
No,
if I
not.
Had fraudulent documentation, or it, can I speak? You asked a question. You asked a question, Johnny Zero.
Okay,
and
go
I'm
ahead,
trying
man.
To give you the answer. You have a reputation for going what? Out and running live news stories, half-cocked, as they say. You don't take the time to review them. Maybe that's been doctored with. Maybe that's not Ross Perot's jet. We don't know. That could be any little
that's
person.
That's Perot Force One right on the side of it, dude. I mean,
again, with technology in 2018, we can manipulate anything, sir. I mean anything.
I would agree with that. That's why I've seen it done. It's happened to me before. I know. But why was this anonymous tape and it says TV Dad Wrestling Federation Podcast, and it's...
You asked why. I'm going to tell you why.
And it's not even handwritten. It's different newspaper clippings with the letters taped on it, dude. Like, glued on it, dude. Like, this is... Hey, man, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't trust that little bastard. Just saying. I mean, I'm just saying, Tattoo's a dangerous person, but he seems to have his hand in everything. He was there at the initial meeting. He's been there in a lot of things behind the scenes. Just a very dangerous person to watch out for. I don't know where Montalban's at. I guess he's on one of his philanthropic charity missions. When Montalban's around, Tattoo is great. I mean, I love little people and all that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, this guy turns into somebody else.
So in your humble opinion, in your reporter opinion, Tattoo from Fantasy Island
RP.
Is the gentleman that you see in this footage.
RP, can you verify this footage that we've gotten?
Let's get it.
Can you make sure if it's tampered? Rob, Bob, we want to know if it's tampered.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's where we stand.
Absolutely. That's what, but I mean, like, how do you not give the people the truth? How do you not give them, like, what you're
the
getting?
The truth? It's not substantiated.
Well, just,
you didn't even take the time.
Even if it was.
You didn't take the time to let our technician check the video to make sure it's not tampered with. This could be layers on top of layers. This could be claymation for all we know. We don't know that's real.
It looks awful real.
Looks awful real to you.
Well,
to you.
Oh, I'm getting it confirmed.
To you, Johnny Zero.
But even if it was tampered with and faked with, then, and why would someone just anonymously drop off a tape of doctored footage there? That's a story in itself.
I'll tell you my theory.
I'm with that.
You hate the Springer Mafia. Yes or no?
Absolutely.
I fucking hate the Springer Mafia.
Absolutely.
Now this gentleman, Springer, is embroiled in this entire controversy right. Where we had an innocent man shot on national television,
yes.
A member of the Bloody Stash crew. So if I'm Springer,
yeah.
Who, for all we know,
yeah.
Could have doctored the flight himself, because magically Jerry Springer falls out of the sky when we need someone to lead the Federation, perhaps this is his technological breakthrough to fucking frame someone.
Hey, maybe. I don't know. But even that is a story, right? So I'm just telling you that you guys are getting the news as I get it, okay? And we get anonymous envelope here, brown envelope. You can hear it. Look, it's right here. In a tape there. I mean, like, that's a story in itself. All I see is that looks a hell of a lot like Tattoo dropping out of a compartment on Ross Perot's Perot Force One plane before it takes off, and then running and jumping and getting into a car, and it speeds off. Then his plane goes down. Our founder goes down. Then Springer goes and takes over. Now, you tell me if that's not newsworthy. At least I think the people should know it first and know what's going on just as we do. But you're right. Should be confirmed. Should be confirmed, absolutely. But we're getting big now, man. We're getting like anonymous stuff. They're including us in, you know, programs and angles. Even that in itself, it was bullshit. That is a story. You were sitting right here. You saw the guy come over and lay the envelope.
Do not drag me into this.
Well, it says, are you not TV Dad Wrestling Podcast?
So the record reflects the opinions of Johnny Zero are solely his and in no way represent the TV Dad's Wrestling Podcast.
How do you sit on something like that letting the people know?
I would research it. Due process.
RP, are you doing it?
A fucking tabloid reporter and shit.
I'm not a tabloid reporter. We're getting it confirmed right now. Who are you trying to protect?
Protect myself, sir.
RP. All right.
We're going to now go to the ring.
We should have it before the end
of
the
episode. We are now going to go to the ring. We have the Black Magician, Stephen Keaton, facing off against Ward Cleaver. What's his name now?
Sheik Adnan Al Cleaver.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall, 20-minute time limit match for the TV champion elimination. In this corner, we have the Dark Magician, Stephen Keaton. In the opposing corner, we have Ward the Cleaver, now a Muslim.
And they're off, Johnny Zero. The match begins.
They're circling around each other. Looks like... Well, this one's going to get up quick. Collar double tie up. Looks like Cleaver pulls a nice side headlock. Irish whipped into the ropes. Flips over, jumps up. Backdrop, Cleaver comes out. Wait, who's this coming out? Is this Corporal Punishment?
Oh, no, Johnny Zero.
Corporal Punishment. Corporal Punishment. Mr. Arnold, you guys
may
remember.
With the flamethrower.
Unbelievable. He's coming out to the ring. What the hell's going on?
He's just firing fire over top of the audience. That's just insane, Johnny Zero.
Well,
things are going too far in the TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
Absolutely. This is ridiculous. Keaton throws down his smoke bomb.
Vanishes into thin air.
He bashed him off. Pretty much. I can't see. Holy shit.
Can you give me a thing, so
smoky here. I don't understand. Oh, the humanity.
It smells funny, too.
It smells funny too.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it smell like, what the fuck is that? Like dry ice or some shit? Is that ninja shit, man?
Ninja shit.
You know, like they throw the bomb down.
Johnny Zero.
Dude, Keaton has stayed in the game, dude. He has stayed in the game. He saw that flames coming. Now, what's going on? Now, the Sheik is in the ring.
The referee's going to count out poor
Abdullah
Mr.
Cleaver.
Keaton if he doesn't return to the squared circle in some capacity. Another smoke bomb appears. Johnny Zero. Mr. Keaton appears in the ring.
There he is. Broke the count. There it comes. Being
Fireman's
ring.
Carry rolls him up in a small package. 1, 2, 3, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, out of nowhere, Stephen Keaton wins the match.
Unbelievable. Hold on a second, folks.
Now, Corporal Punishment looks very angry.
Corporal Punishment has thrown down his flamethrower. He's jumping in the ring.
we could have another match.
And Sheik Abdul Cleaver, they're kicking him. They're putting the boots to him. They're putting the boots to him, folks. They're putting the boots to him.
Tim Taylor's coming out. Tim Taylor's coming to the rescue.
Unbelievable.
Dude, what a sore loser.
Johnny Zero, John Lithgow, running to the ring.
Unbelievable.
Running to the ring, and it's clearinghouse. Everyone is, they're leaving. They're running away from John Lithgow.
Wild Thing. Crowd is chanting Wild Thing. You hear that?
I do. He picks up Mr. Keaton.
Unbelievable.
Raises his arm in victory. In a lot of ways, Mr. Keaton has saved the wild man himself.
Unbelievable.
Mr. Lithgow.
People are going crazy here. Unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
It is. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, everybody loves it.
I guess is he a face now?
It's official. He's assisted Stephen Keaton. Stephen Keaton is now his guardian, if you will. It's a wonderful thing.
How come he has a beard on one side of his face and no mustache?
Why would I give a flying fuck?
I'm just asking, because you know about the bloody statue. I mean, he's a half a mustache on the other side of the face. That was unbelievable.
At any rate, we now have Stephen Keaton, who ascends in the TV elimination title bout. Bonaducci is standing. Keaton is standing.
Yes.
And there's more contenders to move on.
Keaton always survives. He lands on his feet, doesn't he? He's like an alley cat.
You know? An alley cat, if you will. Now, in the next match, we have Tim Allen facing off against Tony Soprano.
Mr. Big versus the Technician. Now, this is going to be a match.
What are your thoughts, Johnny Zero?
I'm thinking shades of, what can I think of? Maybe Ole and Big Bubba in the cage, the first night main event at the Crockett Cup 87 weekend.
Okay.
In other words, you have a powerful guy, strong guy, but more of a ring technician, works on your body parts and et cetera, dissects you, against another power guy who also can do the same thing. Should be interesting.
I got to tell you, there's breaking news. The court case has concluded for Frank Reynolds in relation to his attempted murder charge. We're going to take a brief commercial break. When we return,
yes,
we are going to have that information.
Oh, I can't wait.
Please bear with us. Welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Johnny Zero, breaking news. Sitting judge, Frederick Gwynn, has opted to bar the trash man indefinitely, Frank Reynolds, from the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Now, define indefinitely.
That's the interesting part. There is no time limit, per se. It's indefinitely. So say Frederick Gwynn, for whatever reason,
decides
he can return, he can return. Say Frederick Gwynn dies in office.
Right.
Perhaps the new judge could lift it immediately.
Right.
Maybe Henry Winkler can lift the whole thing. We don't know.
Right. Absolutely.
Indefinitely was the ruling. Now, in the second court hearing today on the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, we had that bastard.
Yeah, the son of a bitch, Ted Lawson.
Ted Lawson.
Yeah.
He was acquitted of all charges.
Are you fucking kidding me?
In the wrongful death.
Unbelievable. Fuck you, Gwynn. Piece of shit.
Bud Bundy.
Now, did they try him as Ted Lawson or as actually Ted Bundy? Because, you know, in that match that he beat Bundy, so he actually won legally, had his name legally changed to Ted Bundy. Now, yes, he's still called Ted Bundy Lawson, but he owns that name. That was a match was for the name.
But why would that matter in relation to what he did?
Well, maybe that because this is an inter-promotional, inside our promotion type of a legal case. This is not a United States of America legal case. So maybe his contract, he probably signed as Ted Lawson, and maybe that's how he got out of it. Now he's Ted Bundy, and that's, it could be an underlying conspiracy there between Lawson and Springer and Gwynn and the Bloody Stash Crew and all of them.
You sound a little paranoid.
It's not paranoid. I've seen enough around here, man. Stop it, man. I've seen enough. I'm saying, look, man.
But Frank Reynolds.
Who does that to a girl, man?
Literally shot a man on network television in front of the world.
Oh, yeah. He's gone.
And this is our new brand. It was 605 Eastern.
Yes.
605 Eastern is the dream.
Absolutely.
Wanted.
I love it.
And he sullied the great name of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
I don't understand. And you were saying that he's been known to have violence in the past, right? Correct?
Who? Frank Reynolds?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's the trash man.
Or he had some kind of Philly hardcore match with a trash can or something like that?
Most definitely. He took the match. He was on an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right,
he used a steel trash can in the ring.
Come on.
He caught the edge of Cricket. Cricket is a retired or a former priest in the Catholic faith, and he cut his jugular vein in the middle of the ring.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Why
would they even put a guy like that in the...
That was television. Yeah. This is wrestling. You can't just fucking shoot people.
Well, absolutely. I agree with that.
Springer... Now, here's the thing. It's not that Springer was indicted directly, because he wasn't named in the court case.
Not at all.
But why did he vanish?
Of course not.
Why is he gone, A? Why are the commercial interruptions gone, B? What has happened here exactly?
I really don't know.
Is Winkler now running everything? I don't even know what's happening.
No, as far as I know, Springer is still in control. It's just he's doing it probably from behind the scenes. I don't see anybody up in the luxury box up there.
No, it's dark.
Fuck you, Springer.
There's nothing there. But again, Johnny, no ads. How fucking excited am I?
Absolutely.
That we're here.
Maybe that's because we did so many of them last time that we're good for. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. We're going to have to look into our, this envelope we've gotten for a contract. So, and figure it out from there. But, I just think it's fucked up that this guy, as fucked up as it was for him to shoot him, the guy, he's barred. But nobody was killed, thank God. Stashberg's okay. And that's not okay. I'm not saying that's okay, but to, you know, for the things that were done to this girl, Vicky, for that many years. I'm talking, you know, beaten up and stuff like that,
but
making
he wasn't
bionic
tried for
you know,
that.
Legs. And,
number one, if we're not mistaken,
yeah.
The statute of limitations has applied, or is no longer relevant in that case.
I understand that.
B, mm-hmm. On television, yeah. He kicked Bud Bundy in the head,
yes,
breaking his neck or something that, in that capacity,
fracturing the skull.
The boy slips into a coma. He dies.
Yeah,
you know, and what concerns me the most
that
is
night. Too.
Why doesn't Al Bundy care?
He does care.
Why is he obsessed with Han Solo and this whole thing? Well, and or is he just so grief stricken that he's buried himself in the Han Solo controversy?
That is very, very good. That is very insightful on your part. I don't know. Only God would know that, but that sounds like it could be true because he did come out and he has been doing those he's taken on all those Star Trek conventions on the people that are boycotting and, you know, for the old, you know, for Luke Skywalker and stuff like that. And Ed O'Neill was supposed to be Han Solo. And maybe that is it. I don't know. I know when he came out of that match, he got manhandled by Lawson. It wasn't close. It was nasty. Now the original Polkai killer, Al Bundy was a much tougher wrestler than that. You know, grief. I agree, man. I mean, death. It can be a slap in the face to some people. It comes as a friend. Some people it comes as anger. I don't know, man. Who are we to judge that? I don't know. But that's a very insightful though.
The real tragedy is that he buried his son. Like that's sad. That's not how you're supposed to live. It's a very unfortunate situation.
I know, buddy. It's hard, man. It's really hard. And especially, I just keep thinking of that Chariots of Fire playing, and it's terrible, man. But, you know, at the same time, why would you put your, how deep could you go into, like, an alternate identity that you put your entire legal family name on the line in a match? Topeka, Kansas, we saw it ourselves. I mean, like, you know, Ted Lawson versus, I mean, that was Al Bundy's, you know, revenge, you know, vengeance for his son and vindication. I think you're right, man. I think he may need to dig deep down and just back to being regular old Al Bundy, in my
thoughts
opinion.
Thoughts and prayers. I don't judge anyone who buried his son. Bad, you know,
yeah,
bad
it's
for
terrible.
Him. And I'm sad it happened.
Terrible.
And, you know, he's a good guy.
It's
if
terrible.
He wants to be Han Solo in his imaginary world, let him fucking do it.
Yeah,
now, we got to go to the ring. We got bigger fish to fry.
I saw Grady as a funeral. I didn't know if you... It was weird. But anyway.
Tim Allen is facing off against Mr. Big Tony Soprano. So if you could please help us with the situation,
yeah,
Mr. Johnny.
Absolutely. We got Tim Allen in the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a match
Mr.
scheduled
Big.
For one fall with a 20-minute time limit. In this corner, we have the tool man, the technician, Tim Allen. In this corner, we have Mr. Big, Tony Soprano. And they're off.
Here we go. Right, circling around the ring, measuring your arm. Oh, try to get on. Try to run an arm drag takedown there, it looks like. Looks like they're both adding up each other up. Soprano looking pretty spry tonight, as is Tim Allen.
Tim Allen bounces off the ring ropes. He comes around. He hooks his leg under Soprano and whips Soprano onto his buttocks, and he hits the mat. Tim Allen comes up and continues to work on that right leg, bending it backwards and working on the knee.
Yeah, a good thing. You guys are going to have to. He's going to keep going.
You got to take out the legs in a big guy.
Absolutely.
Like
the bigger
that's
they
just,
are.
That's where you start.
Yeah, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It might be cliche, but it is true. That's the only chance he's going to have against this guy.
Now, there's a submission move put on that knee, a knee lock, if you will.
Yeah.
Soprano grabs the rope, and the referee has broken the hold.
Oh.
Immediately,
one.
Tim Allen drops an elbow onto said knee and locks it back up.
Absolutely. Looks like he's twisting around to a calf buster. He's got
That's his, painful, Johnny.
Yeah, it's very painful. Looks like an AJ Styles calf buster, I believe it's called. He's pulling back on the knee. And
oh my goodness.
Holy shit, man. Did you hear that?
I did hear it, sir.
All right, he's got the ropes.
One, two, and he breaks the hold.
He breaks
the hold and drops an elbow again on the same knee. He's really going to work on Tony Soprano.
Yeah, he's got it. He's going to have to. Unbelievable. All right, look, he's turning him around. He's flipping him over. Now he's going to Dory Funk Jr., spinning toe hold.
Oh, Jesus.
Turning around, and he's actually doing it right. Unbelievable.
Now,
oh,
if you look,
man.
If you look, Tony Soprano cannot reach the ring ropes. He cannot reach the ropes.
Do you hear the lick? It's like you can hear ligaments popping. Unbelievable.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, they've stopped the
unbelievable
match. It seems that Tony Soprano has submitted under the knee pressure.
He broke
the leg?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to find out. It looks like I heard something pop. Might have been just a ligament. Who knows?
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner for failure to continue the match is Tim the Toolman Taylor.
It seems as though Tony Soprano's knee has been shattered in the squared circle.
Well, he's getting up. He's getting out of there. We're going to find out. We'll have to get an MRI later, folks. We'll let you know what's going on. I'm sure he'll be back. I can't believe that. This guy, the technician, really is a technician.
That was a bad mamma jamma.
It looks like he's advancing.
He got the leg immediately. He went to work on it. He pressured it. He elbowed it. He twisted it. And he popped the fucking kneecap.
If I was him, I'd be watching my car when I walked outside to put the ignition in.
Here's the thing with that. So is the power and the reach of the Springer Mafia a fraction of what it once was?
Yes.
Does Tony Soprano...
It always is.
Does he feel abandoned in the ring because Tony Danza's not here? No one's coming out to help him. We have the people, they coming out with, you know, the medical staff.
Well,
it's not even no wrestlers.
He's limping back, but he's not going to go in a stretcher. Mr. Big's not going to do that. He's walking back. Yes, the Jerry Springer Mafia is that strong.
But where is Tony? No, I said, are they weaker than they used to be? And you agreed.
I would say so publicly, yes. But behind the scenes, I never underestimate that guy, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are nearing the end of the one-hour broadcast. There is one wrestling match that remains in the evening. It is the hero at large, John Ritter, who is a definitive face, going up against the samurai, Pat Morita. Johnny Zero, how do you feel about this contest?
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. It wouldn't have happened this way, but the Trash Man was disqualified from competition for using a firearm, okay? Mm-hmm. Secondly, we had the match with Peter Brady and Lamont Sanford.
Yeah.
So those people are also out of contention. These are the remaining people. Bonaducci's still in contention. Keaton's in contention. Tim Allen's in contention. And we're going to have Ritter versus Morita. Now, the winner of that is going to go...
I got one word, one question to answer that match. Knees. How was Ritter's knees?
Oh, I couldn't speak on it. You have to tell me. I don't know.
From the other night, remember? The last episode.
Oh, yeah. The axe handle. Yeah, mother trucker.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Well, we're going to go down to the ring.
Yeah. And this could be a good one. This could possibly be TV time remaining.
It possibly. I agree completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, a one-fall contest with TV time remaining. In this corner, hero at large, John Ritter! And in the opposing corner, the one and only the samurai, Pat Morita!
Now, Johnny...
Fans are both...
They like them both.
They love them both. They're throwing streamers down, dude.
Huge fan favorites.
It's a Japanese tradition.
Now... What's going to happen in the ring?
I really don't know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief intermission, and when we return, we're going to go live in the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. We are in the ring with the samurai, Mr. Morita, facing hero at large,
John Ritter.
Tina Ritter.
John Ritter.
Is it John Ritter?
It's John.
Joan Ritter.
John Ritter.
Okay.
The hero at large, great
now,
wrestler.
The hero at large has some busted up legs from last week's interaction.
In all seriousness, he is seriously limping, man. I don't
now,
know.
They lock up initially. Yeah. Mr. Morita puts him in an arm bar, flips him around.
Yeah.
Mr. Ritter breaks the arm bar, flings Morita into the ropes. Morita comes back and catches that leg, and Mr. Ritter drops to the knee.
That hurts. You can hear him.
Now, he's not attacking Mr. Ritter. He's allowing him to recover because these are men of honor. Men of honor in the ring.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know. This is what happens sometimes in sports. You know, sometimes.
Ritter stands up. Morita kicks him in the back of the head. Oh, my goodness. Ritter hits the canvas.
Enziguri. Wow, Ritter is messed up.
That was a fantastic maneuver, Mr. Zero.
It was, absolutely. I mean, the guy's an assassin in the ring. It's
Morita's no joke.
Absolutely.
He's waited a very long time to get here. He wants gold in the TV Dads Wrestling
absolutely.
Federation.
Absolutely. Ritter is coming back with a headlock. Yeah, he needs a hit. Oh, and his knee just gave, and leg just gave out. It looks like Morita's pass. He's reversed into a back suplex and rolls it up with a pin. One, two.
Ritter kicks out.
Okay, man, that was awful close, man. That was really close. And they're back up and standing. They're going around. The fans are really intent. What an intentive audience. Unbelievable. It's almost like a Japanese kind of wrestling experience.
This is an expedition for the ages, if you will.
Yes.
They are wrestling together.
Yeah.
They are not cheating. No one is hurting anyone.
No.
This is everything that pro wrestling is supposed to be.
And Morita is looking at him like, you know, what's up with his knees? Letting him get up. I don't know what to do with this.
And Morita kicks him in the back of the head again.
Flying into Guri again.
Tom Morita. I'm sorry. Tom Ritter. No, what is his name?
John
Ritter. Joan Ritter? Joan Ritter hits
really?
The canvas.
Really?
Yes, really.
John Ritter.
Not a fan.
Not
a fan,
sir. So what? You have to be an objective journalist.
Well, he's the one who's getting his face punched in. He's got two bad knees. He's in there against a phenomenal competitor.
Absolutely.
Frankly speaking, he shouldn't even be in the ring, John.
Well, let's see. Let's see who's going to win.
Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us. What we're going to do now is take a brief commercial interruption. Now, what's going to happen in the midst of that interruption, we're going to edit the video content in front of us. So when we return, we will not run out of TV time remaining, and we'll be able to wrap up this match for you.
Absolutely.
So please bear with us.
Because these are the best competitors in the business, some of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 24. In the time that we've been away, the match has continued for 37 long additional minutes, to the point where we are back to the remainder of TV time remaining.
I guess they're going to have to edit this down. This is just it's a clinic. The word clinic comes to mind.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Johnny Zero, I am not a fan of the hero at large. But after this match and the display he's put and the heart in this ring, he's winning me over slowly, sir.
Well, I told you, Ritter is very underrated, man. Guys out there, go watch Hero at Large. You'll see what I mean. Very underrated actor, a lot of depth. Anyway, he's really doing it. And so is Morita, man. Morita is absolutely killing it. He's hitting, four crane kicks?
But here's the thing. We're not surprised by the power of Morita.
Yeah.
What I am surprised is that Ritter has been working on Morita's right arm in a chicken wing, in an arm bar, and just torturing the man.
Yeah, well, he's doing the crane. He can't even lift one arm.
I know.
And Ritter can barely stand on the leg, though,
too.
Well,
that's true. So you got one guy with a bum wing and one guy with a bum wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Very well said, my friend.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, this is just great. Again, they're looking up and... all right, we're going to...
A battle of wills, a battle of athleticism. If you will, Johnny Zero, we have had a total of 47 minutes of hand-to-hand combat.
These guys are running up Broadway. This
is
unbelievable.
Killing each other in the ring.
This is a true clinic. I can't say it enough.
In the TV championship.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And I'm going to tell you, it's looking as though Mr. Morita is going to finally close the door. He stands up, the hero at large. He does the crane kick. The hero at large hits the ground hard.
Oh.
He then grabs that right knee, and he's twisting it, and he's twisting it. Pat Morita stands him up to put him in a suplex. Oh, my goodness in heaven. And he rolls him over. Small package. Ladies and gentlemen, one, two, three. We have a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, Hero at Large has pulled it out at the definitive end.
Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner. Hero at Large, John Ritter.
Morita is dumbfounded. He is shocked. He is shaking the hand of Mr. Ritter. What a fantastic contest.
Oh, and look at this. This is a great show of sportsmanship. They looks like Morita is raising Ritter's arm, and they're shaking hands. People are...
Johnny Zero, why is Corporal Punishment walking towards the ring along with the Sheik?
No.
What is happening, sir?
Oh, no. It is true. Sheik Adnan Al-Cleaver. Is it Abdul Al-Cleaver?
I believe so.
Muhammad Al-Cleaver? I have
walking
no idea.
To the ring with Corporal Punishment. They're firing off the flamethrower
at
the
two
gentlemen. Now they're hitting the deck. They're trying to have the flames over their heads. This is a tremendous thing.
Shit, it's getting close to us, man. This is kind of hot. What the?
I don't understand what's happening,
sir.
What the fuck?
What the?
Now... Okay, Corporal Punishment's in the ring. He's taking the microphone. Johnny, bear with me. We're going to try and go live.
Yeah. I'll be here. I got you back.
I challenge you two to a match. You're weak. We are Corporal Punishment.
Holy
then he fires
shit.
The flamethrower into the air. He disintegrates the microphone immediately with the fire. Johnny, what is happening?
I don't know. It looks like we've had an international... we have... Nazis? Or
the Sheik has brought in the Fourth Reich flagpole and is beating on the leg of both of the competitors in the ring.
And punishment is stomping on the arm, the wing of Pat Morita.
This is awful.
This is terrible. These guys just wrestled 47 minutes, folks. This is somebody from the... Hey, guys, come on.
I can't believe it.
Where's Andy Griffith?
Oh, they're firing the flamethrower. Johnny, duck! Duck, Johnny!
Oh, shit!
Oh,
dude.
My God. Fuck. This is not
Holy
good.
Holy shit, you all right, dude?
I'm fine. No hair to burn off, sir.
Dude,
I'm fine.
Fuck.
This is a colorful display.
You have skin to burn off.
Johnny, the sprinkler system has just been fired off inside the arena.
Holy shit.
We are all soaking wet, Johnny.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is awful
Cover
indeed. The computer, the microphones, this
shit.
Is not pleasant
shit.
At
Fans,
all,
we're
going to
try and keep you here as long as we can. We're going to try and keep you here as long as we can.